Trigger warning, discussion of sexual assault. To the man who raped me at 15. You were 18 and I had just turned 15. You were my first real crush. A crush is supposed to be something you look back on with friends years later, something innocent and sweet, but you robbed me of that and you robbed me of my innocence. I still remember the butterflies I had when you asked me to come to meet you, mixed with the buzz from the alcohol I and my friend had drunk from her mum's stash. I remember the taxi ride we took to meet you and how excited I was. The thoughts running fast through my mind with the hope that maybe you would look into my eyes and tell me you liked me just like in the movies. I remember getting out of the taxi with my friend. She came with me because I had no reason to think she shouldn't, because we were just meeting up and you just wanted to see me, right? We met outside the park and I can hear people reading this shouting at my words, red flag, red flag. And yes, you would be right, I was stupid, but I had just turned 15 and I thought I was in love and I was with a friend. What could possibly go wrong, right? You asked if we could go on a walk, just the two of us, round the park, and I remember thinking that was sweet of you. I was so nervous, and we talked for maybe 2 minutes, just until we were out of sight of my friend. It was dark, but I remember we were in the grass close to the path and you grabbed me and kissed me, and I had never been kissed before. I remember your breath stunk of cigarettes and I was starting to feel sick from the drink, and looking back now I was sick with discomfort, and in that moment I felt completely alone. You started feeling through my shorts and I remember how stiff my body became. You kept saying it was okay as I tried to gently push you away. Suddenly it wasn't the fairy tale I had imagined in my teenage brain, and I wanted more than anything for my friend to come back over being bored of standing on her own, or for a stranger to walk past with a dog and then you would stop and we could go back to talking and everything would be fine. Except that's not what happened, and I don't think anything was ever fine again. You bent me over, I remember saying no, but the words were like whispers in the wind, squashed by your constant "it's okay." You were struggling to invade my body. I imagine it was because every inch of me was frozen. Eventually, you did invade though, and not even in the traditional place. I stopped saying no. I don't know how long it went on for. I remember the pain, and then I remember just going someplace else in my mind. It wasn't real, it couldn't be real, but it was, wasn't it? When it was over, all I wanted was to be swallowed up by the earth, but you were talking to me like nothing had happened, and I talked back. We talked until we got to the end of the path, and then you said you had to go, and I went back to my friend, and instead of breaking down I said I just had sex. The words came out my mouth, but it didn't feel like it was me who spoke them. I remember the look of disgust on her face at the idea of me having sex in a public park with her feet away. We walked home and we went to bed, and I just stared blankly at the ceiling. I woke up the next day and the realization what had happened wasn't a dream hit me like a ton of bricks. I felt sick and physically dirty. It's a feeling that I don't wish on anyone, but that I'm sure has been felt by far too many. I remember your message, "How's your head? You were pretty drunk last night," and I remember saying, "I'm confused, I don't really remember much, sorry if I was a mess. I can't tell you why I said what I said, but I know I wanted it to go away and not to have been real more than anything I had ever wanted before." I remember your response, "Let's forget about last night and start over." Those words, "let's forget," were etched in my brain. It's 10 years on and I can tell you that I haven't forgotten, and I don't think I ever will. What's worse, and many won't understand, is that I met you twice after this incident, twice, and both times it involved sexual acts that make me sick to the stomach, and both times you then just left. I understand now why the 15-year-old me met you again, but for years I didn't understand. I wanted what had happened to not be for nothing. I wanted to meet you and you tell me you really liked me. I wanted to take back control, but I never did. The sad thing is, by meeting you, I know it will have made it easier to clear your consciousness of any wrongdoing. You raped me, but at 15 I wouldn't allow myself to believe it. I went to meet you and I didn't fight hard enough and I didn't shout for help, so how was that rape? I was just the slapper that everyone then thought I was. People in school, some of my own family, all believed I was a slut, so it must have been true. I was too disgusted and ashamed to tell anyone the truth, because to me for many years it was my own fault. I couldn't sleep for months. Every time I closed my eyes I was back there, helpless and stupid. I was dirty and ruined. How could anybody like me now? The guilt I felt I can't even describe. The thousands of excuses I made for you in my mind far outweighed any sympathy I gave myself. What were your thoughts that night when you went home? Did you sleep well? Did you even consider the damage you had caused for even a second? I was just 15 and I was drunk. You were 18 and you should have known better. Did you comfort yourself with the fact I hadn't fought back, and did you convince yourself I had liked it? Only recently have I been able to say the words "I was raped" without questioning or blaming myself. Being 15 and stupid is not a crime, rape is. You raped me and nothing can ever change that fact, no matter what lies you tell yourself or the life you have made now or the good deeds you do in the future. To the boy who violated me. I was 16 and full of self-hatred. I had endured trauma for pretty much my whole life and I had already been violated before. I was desperate for someone to like me, to look in me and see what I couldn't, but unfortunate for my 16-year-old self, I was a long way off from that point. There was four of us at a house staying over just a normal Saturday night. We were in bed, we started kissing, and eventually we undressed. You knew what you planned to do before we had even got into bed. Instead of using your hands as I assumed you were doing, you used a lighter instead. The next day you couldn't wait to tell everyone what you had done. I remember the shame and embarrassment, only to be made worse by the news that it had been a dare, not only to use the lighter as you had, but just to get me knacked in the first place. A dare. I blamed myself for years because I had put myself in that position. I had allowed it to happen, but I was 16 and broken and put my trust in the wrong person, and I paid the price. Everybody thought it was funny. Nobody stood up for me when people laughed. Nobody said that what you had done was sick, but everyone called me a slut. Some called me stupid, others an idiot, but no one ever asked if I was okay. To the boy who assaulted me. I was 17 and it was my first night out in the town. Yes, I was underage, but haven't we all gone underage drinking? I got separated from my friends and ending up in a group as the only girl, but there was a boy there I knew, and I felt a false sense of security helped along by the alcohol, I imagine. I was drunk. I remember entering a club and I remember you had helped me walk to the club and you went to get me a drink. Everything is fuzzy from there. I remember flashes of being up against a pillar on the dance floor, your hands up my dress, but not much else. I can remember that awful feeling I had felt so many times before and found the boy who I knew and just mumbling I wanted to go home. He and another boy walked me to a taxi and I remember him trying desperately to give me money for the ride, but I didn't need money because I had my own, except I didn't, because when you so kindly got me a drink you had taken my bag to the bar and emptied my purse of any cash. I used to think the boy I had known from school was sweet, but now my cynical mind makes me believe he probably knew I had no money and what you had done, and that's why he had tried so desperately to give me money for the ride. To the man who gave me hope. I was 18 at a house party and drunk. I knew you and we had been talking quite a lot. We were kissing and you went to move things further. I muttered, "I don't know what I'm doing," as I braced myself for what was to come, to accept it didn't come. You stopped, you hugged me and you took me to sit down. You got me some water and allowed me to lay my head on your shoulder, drunk and sleepy. You didn't touch me, you didn't tell me it would be okay. Whilst you violated me, you didn't make me feel guilty or call me names. I want to say thank you, but it's not a thank you for not forcing yourself on a drunken me, because no one should be praised for being a decent human. It's just a thank you for giving me hope that not every man is a monster waiting to prey on me if they get the chance. It's nearly 10 years on from that awful night at age 15. 10 years have passed, but it doesn't hurt any less. I'm writing this not only because I want to deal with the trauma, but also for those who can't speak out or don't have a voice, or who lay in bed blaming themselves for the hideous actions of others. Some will read this and think I want attention, and others will pick out the many mistakes I made that lead me to the situations I was in, but I know my truth now and nobody can take that away from me. I was 15, I was 16, I was 17, I was stupid and I was drunk, but I was never the reason I was raped or violated or assaulted. My experiences lead me down a dark path where I spent a long time. It led me to believe I was worth nothing and that I didn't deserve to be treated well. It led me to a 3-year-long relationship where I was emotionally and sexually abused daily without even questioning that what was happening to me was wrong. I am not in that place anymore. I am stronger and I know my worth. I have friends who care about me and a boyfriend who is also my best friend. People will say I shouldn't talk about this, as if I am the one who should be embarrassed or ashamed, but am done with being ashamed of actions that other people took. Not every man is a monster, not even close. I know amazing, kind, caring men who all know the difference between wrong and right, but that line is still blurred. Victim blaming is still rife, and I'm sick of seeing women silenced through fear of being accused of blaming all men. It's not all men, but 95% of women I know have been assaulted at least once in their life. If a woman wants to talk about her experience, she has to worry about the grunts and the huffs and the looks and the blaming. If a woman brings up the issue of the assault, she has to deal with not all men, or what about the woman who lie, or what exactly are you counting as assault. I don't want men to be villainized. I want a woman to be safe. I want to go out and not be scared when I'm walking home alone, or worried if I drink too much a man will take advantage of that. If my legs are out, a man might not be able to contain himself. I am not the exception and my experiences are not rare. I may have been unlucky, some would say, but I'm not alone. The men I speak about will never deal with punishment or shame unless they one day accept to themselves what they did, but I hope that me speaking about my own experiences and other women discussing theirs and letting go of the shame will mean we can live in a world where all boys won't grow up thinking that the actions of the men I have talked about today are ever okay. Lastly, to all the women and girls and men and boys and trans and non-binary that have come before me and after me who have experienced the same or similar trauma, you are not alone, it is not your fault, you are worth more, and you should never have to have another human take advantage or violate you, and there is never an excuse. A special thank you to Chanel Miller, who will never read this but to who I owe so much, for being brave enough to share your story and for giving me the strength to share mine. It's not all men, but it's some, and even some is not okay. Disclaimer, I know that anyone and any gender can be sexually assaulted and abused, but I am addressing the issue of women as I speaking from my own experience as a woman.